Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loughrey. Lori Walsh is off today. In less than a month, people are going to flock to Huron for the 2017 South Dakota State Fair. Now picture this, a guy walking around randomly interviewing fairgoers and celebrities alike. Sounds fun, right? In 1992 and 93, longtime radio personality Chuck Anderson did just that. Chuck Anderson joins us now from Huron. Chuck, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to Huron, where I'm broadcasting from right now.
Nice.
And you're at Vermilion, and we're talking to everybody in South Dakota.
Yes, we are. We're going to talk.
And I'm excited, too.
We're going to talk South Dakota State Fair. Before this interview goes any further, I'd like to know, the day you were walking around randomly with a recorder, how many corn dogs did you consume, Chuck?
I would guess maybe a dozen.
I figured so. So tell us about the fond memories you have back in 92 and 93 when you did that.
Well, it's the South Dakota State Fair. If you've never been there, it's kind of like a cosmopolitan area of everything in the state put together on 180 acres. And it's everybody. If you want to know about farming, they have a whole building on guys like AgriPro, and they can talk farming, you know, until the cows come home. If you want to know about the new gadgets, you go to the building, the Family Center, and they have over 400 vendors. So you have a lot of chance to visit with people. And then they have one of my favorite places is the retired center place, and they have these old-time bands. And they've got these ladies playing the ukulele and the guy playing the harmonica, and they're up on a little stage, and there's a few people out dancing, and it's just a lot of fun.
You got a chance in 1993, a young woman by the name of Shania Twain. She's from Ontario, Canada, and she was pretty earlier in her career, and you got a chance to speak with her. Let's hear that.
I'll start with my first influences growing up, and that was Karen Carpenter, Gladys Knight, and many, many others. I mean, there were Tammy Wynette and all kinds of them, but those are the first two influences, the strongest ones. But right from childhood all the way up to now, mm-hmm. The longest-lasting influence that I've had is Dolly Parton. She's just...
Oh, that's amazing.
Because she's been around forever. She still looks great. She still performs great. She's still a star after all these years. And I got to tell you, I can't believe this happened to me. But yesterday, on my way here, flying here, she was on the same flight.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding. Not here to South Dakota, but on my en route trip, she stopped to Minneapolis. She was on that flight. And I wrote her a little note. I had to. I couldn't help it. She doesn't know who I am, I don't think, but I told her who I was. She may know who I am, but I just had to tell her. I had to thank her for being such a great influence.
Did you ever have a chance to see her shows? Did she ever go to Canada?
I've never seen her perform ever. One CMA Awards that I attended, she was at and performed one song live. But that's it.
That's interesting. Now, she turned out to be a megastar, Chuck.
Oh, yes, very much so. At that time, she was only playing on the Freedom Stage, which is just a free stage, wow. One of the many that's around the fairgrounds. But I must say, I've been interviewing people since I started with Armed Forces Radio and Television, 1955, thousands of people. She is number one in my book as the best person to interview. Chris, if you had her on right now, you would feel her energy. She's bubbly, sure. She's fun, she's humorous, and she's just one heck of a good entertainer.
There's one thing that many things happened at the South Dakota State Fair, but back in the day, there was an individual by the name of Dave Dedrick and Captain 11. There was, I mean, that was a big, 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 big deal back then.
You bet it was.
This is Chuck Anderson, and welcome to our show. We have a lot of guests today since our show is from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds in Huron. We're going to interview concessionaires, vendors, and just people at random, asking them how they spent the day at the fair. Also, people just coming off the rides at the famous Thomas Carnival rides and their reactions. Our first guest was Captain 11. We caught him just as he was getting ready for a 3:00 appearance at the Freedom Stage. Probably one of the main attractions right now is the appearance of Captain 11.
Hello.
Captain 11, your real name, sir, if you can divulge it to the public.
Dave Dedrick.
And you're from?
Sioux Falls.
And you've been around for a couple of years anyway.
About 40.
Could I walk you across
please,
the road?
Yeah, please do.
You've been on the air. I wanted to mention Linda Marcus is our radio station manager, uh-huh. and she said she met you when she was 10 years old. And I said, do you think that he would remember you? And she says, I
Linda, this how is she?
Linda, do you remember her? She
oh,
was sitting
goodness,
in the back.
Oh, yes, she is, huh?
That was about 25 years
well,
ago,
Well, give
Captain.
Her my best.
Thank
I
you
knew
very
Linda's,
much.
Linda's mother was on my show when she was 10 years old.
Well, that'd be three generations.
I've been on a long time, partner.
Have a great show, sir.
Thank you.
We lost Captain Levin in 2010, unfortunately, yeah. but that had to be a moment for you.
Oh, man. And he was a hard individual to get an interview with. If you notice, I actually had to walk across the street with him to get that interview.
Right.
He now, had just left the stage. The kids, he must have had 1,000 kids. They're screaming, Captain Levin, I love you, I love you. And as he walked off, I reached over like a good journalist, and you know, and I says, hey, can I walk across the street with you? And I did the interview until he went into the Killaland studios across the street.
Captain Levin was before my time in South Dakota, but it was a big deal at the South Dakota State Fair, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. When he came out, I mean, people just were mesmerized. They says, that's Captain Levin. I saw him when I was a kid.
So let's go back. Let's stay in 1992, 1993. Now,
sure.
How was the fair different back then than it is now?
Well, yeah, that's a really, really good question, Chris. It was more homespun. It was just more 4-H and a lot of kids running around with the things that they had made and a lot of really wholesome people that had come to the fair to visit not only their booth, but they would see their family that they hadn't met maybe since the last fair. And it was the fair of today. It's a good fair. I enjoy it. But it's more technology-driven. It's more high-speed. It's more energetic. Now, you know, for the younger crowd, Chris, they're going to love that. It has more energy. But for old-timers like me, I kind of liked it where we all just sat down on a park bench and visited.
So it's pretty safe to say that you enjoyed walking around aimlessly with that recorder, just having a great time.
Oh, you bet, you bet. And my dad had enjoyed the fair, and I can remember the fair ever since, like about 1939. And he went every year, he enjoyed the fair, and we lived on the only place that you could get into the fairgrounds. It was on 6th and Michigan Street, and that's when they had the big place where you would drive your cars in. The only way of getting into the fairgrounds was right by my father's house. And he used to sit out there in his hammock and just enjoy and wave at the people. Hi, Mike. He'd say, hi, Larry.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, Chuck. I'd like to know, and there's probably several, so this might be hard to answer, your best, your fondest South Dakota State Fair memory.
Wow, that is a good one. I think it was with Dick Cheddar. It's Dr. Dick Cheddar. Now, Dick and I used to go out and meet girls.
Oh.
We were in the 7th and the 8th grade, and we would go out, and we had that opportunity of being the only place of getting into the fairgrounds. So we could see these girls that are in the cars, and we'd say, hi, girls, how you doing, and what are you doing tonight? That's some of my best memories, Chris.
Okay, I'll take that. Okay, we talked about corn dogs. Let's move on. Funnel cakes. How many of those did you eat?
I probably ate too many. I'm just going to put it that way. You got to be careful with those. If you eat too many, you're going to start to burp.
Okay. Since we're on the topic, then I mentioned corn dog, mentioned funnel cakes. It's fair season. What is your favorite fair food?
I think it's just I love the cotton candy. I'm a nut for cotton candy, and that's what I like.
Chuck Anderson, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you. So, I mean, in the final seconds we have, anything you want to add about the South Dakota State Fair?
Well, I just love it. My father loved it before him, and I just would like to tell everybody to come on down. Huron's in the central part of the state, so we're not that far from anybody. And with over 400 vendors, you can find somebody to visit with for hours and hours if you want to. They'll tell you how to fix your TV if you go into the right buildings. Then that's pretty well it, Chris. I've enjoyed my visit with you very much today.
I appreciate that. Longtime broadcaster Chuck Anderson. Find his blog at sdpb.org. Click on blogs. Chuck, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Chris.